Woodrow Kroll here. When you train one pastor in Ecuador, some donor friends are standing by to train a second pastor.
Call 833-443-5467 or go online at trainapastor.com.
Every gift counts, and now every gift is doubled. Trainapastor.com.
This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
It's not often I bump into a heavy hitter like this guy who has literally been involved with Supreme Court law, constitution law, helping churches. He is Matt Staver. Matt, thank you for your stand for Christ. Tell everyone about your organization. So many folks have heard you on the radio, heard you on programs. It's an honor to have you on Truth Talk with me here briefly.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here, and it's an honor for me as well. I'm founder and chairman of Liberty Council. We're a national public interest organization advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and family as God designed marriage and family to be. We are working all over the country. We're working in courtrooms, including the U.S. Supreme Court, and Washington, D.C., and all the various state levels as well. All that we do pro bono to advance these values. Just, in fact, in the last less than 1 year, we've been to the Supreme Court five times since May 2020 with court cases involving restrictions on churches, and we've won those cases and set national precedent. But it's unbelievable that we're in a time in America where we're having to fight against, for example, California's law that we got struck down that said a total ban on worship, which includes even in the privacy of your home with anybody who doesn't live there, the violation of which was criminal, up to a year in prison, and a daily fine of $1,000.
Wow. Matt Staver, the Liberty Council, pastors are being put in jail in Canada. Pastors are having the police come to their church. You can't meet like this, even though people are spread out and they're safe and they're not dumb. But there's a real threat. And now these laws, in particular, this H.R. 5 and this what's supposed to be Equality Act. Yeah. Is there anything about equality with the Equality Act when it comes to our freedoms?
There's nothing equality about or equal about the so-called Equality Act. In fact, even here in America, we've had pastors put in prison for opening up their churches that we've represented or that have been charged with criminal activity just for opening their churches. The so-called Equality Act is the most dangerous threat to freedom in the history of America, is certainly in our lifetimes. It exponentially expands the reach of the federal government into every corner of every person's life. No one will be able to escape. Make no mistake, this is not limited to the baker, the florist, or the candlestick maker. It involves everybody. And the two different areas include LGBT and Q, which the Senate bill says Q stands for queer. Queer, according to LGBTQ Nation, is anything in addition to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transvestite, and transgender, meaning the 549 sexual paraphilias, one of which is pedophilia, sexual attraction or involvement with minors. That's part of the Q, which is under the queer banner, and that's the term used by the Senate. So it pushes it in every area of our lives. It also pushes abortion from conception until the first breath outside of the womb. It will override every law in the country, including informed consent, parental consent, waiting periods, doctor credentials, clinic regulations. All of those would be overridden. Late-term partial birth abortion laws that are banned, that have banned that procedure, all of which would be overridden, require state and federal funding, including funding by insurance companies. And get this, it revokes the 1993 Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Now, if you go back to 1993, that was passed unanimously in the House, 97-3 in the Senate. Chuck Schumer was a sponsor of that. Mm. Signed into law by Bill Clinton, supported on the one hand by the ACLU, on the other hand by groups like Liberty Council, widespread. Chuck Schumer now is wanting to revoke religious freedom. This means it will apply to churches, religious organizations, schools from pre-K through college. Non-compliance with any aspect of this which includes your beliefs, according to this law, your beliefs on LGBTQ, your beliefs on abortion, or your perceptions on it. Noncompliance will result in lawsuits from the United States Department of Justice, civil lawsuits of enormous fines, and also for nonprofit organizations, loss of tax exemption, and for colleges and universities, loss of accreditation as well.
Wow.
The consequences are devastating.
So financial aid gets taken away. You know, they're going to go after Christian universities, then they're going to go after Christian middle schools, private schools, Catholic schools, anyone that has morality, anyone that, has standards. And in fact, I heard someone say that if I just say lovingly to someone who's living in a sinful lifestyle, if I say, hey, God loves you, you know, here's a meal card. Here's, you know, give you a hug. Here's the gospel. If I say that, I'm assaulting them, and I've broken the law, and I could go to jail or get fined or something.
No question about it. So, for example, churches, if somebody in the church service says, I want to find the women's restroom, and you say, well, the men's restroom's down here, sir. No, I want to find the women's restroom. If you prohibit that person from going into the women's restroom, you're violating the law. If you take your children in your church group or program on an overnight outside camping trip, if the boys want to sleep with the girls, if you prohibit that, you're violating the law. If you take them on an overnight event somewhere and you're going to put them in hotels, you segregate the boys, segregate the girls. But if the boys or a boy wants to go into sleep in the same room as the girls, and you say no, you're violating the law. If you open up your facility to have marriages on campus of your church and you say no to same-sex ceremonies, you're violating the law. This applies even online. This is how broad it is. So your web, your internet, your social media, all of that will come under this so-called Equality Act.
Wow.
This is how broad it is. It is exceptionally dangerous to freedom.
So many young people don't know about this. So many Christians don't know about this. So many citizens that just want freedom and want to be able to express their views. We're not hating people. It's just, you know, the conviction from the Word of God don't even know about this so-called Equality Act, which is an attack, atrocious attack on the faith, on Christ, on our freedoms in our country. Matt Staver, Liberty Council, what's your website? What's a way for people to get informed, to get involved in this, to pray, to get active, and to learn more?
Our general website is lc.org, just two letters, lc.org. But we have a specific page just for the Equality Act, lc.org/HR5, lc.org/HR5. We're asking everyone to fax members of the United States Senate, sign petitions to them, and call these senators as well, because that's where the battle is. It's passed in the House, and now the battle has moved to the Senate. We must be vigilant, and don't think that somebody else is going to do it for you. Right. Everybody needs to raise their voice now.
Make your voice heard. LC.org, is that right?
LC.org, and then LC.org/HR5 for information on the Equality Act.
God bless you. Thanks for your fight. We're praying for you. Pray for this guy, Matt Staver. I, you know, other Christian lawyers people know about, Kelly Shackelford, David Gibbs, all kinds of guys like you that are fighting, Jay Sekulow, that are fighting for the truth and for righteousness in our country. We have the freedom to do so, but those freedoms are going away fast, aren't they, Matt?
They certainly are, and they're not going to just sit there and maintain freedom if we are silent. Yeah. We must act, and we must act now.
Yeah. Praying that, number one, that our country will turn back to God. We need the Lord right now, more than ever.
That's the critical issue, is obviously we need to turn back to God, because at the end of the day, this is a hard issue, but also we have to fight on the public policy side and in the courts as well.
This is the Truth Network.